USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The bloodshed continues in Ukraine as Russian forces slowly advance. President Vladimir Putin is asking the Ukrainian military to overthrow its government and telling Russian citizens that they are rescuing Ukrainians in danger. Social media in Russia has been slowed or stopped in order to aid the misinformation. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said, "This might be the last time you see me alive." Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov would not comment when asked if they are targeting Zelensky. The Ukrainian ambassador to the U.S. from Russia has confirmed they've destroyed a major dam, creating massive flood risk for thousands of people. Many countries are also deciding whether to remove Russia from SWIFT, which would sever many banking institutions there. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
There's been a global show of support for the people of Ukraine in Beirut, in Rome, and in New York City. This demonstrator came from that country.
This is not only about Ukraine, it's about everybody out there. Please help our families.
And even people in Russia turning out by the thousands to decry their country's invasion as emotional calls for protests grew on social media. Around 1,700 people in 54 Russian cities were detained. Almost 1,000 of them were in Moscow. Hundreds of posts came in on social media condemning Moscow's most aggressive actions since the 1979 invasion of Afghanistan. Vladimir Putin had called the attack a special military operation. This was a false claim that the U.S. had predicted would be a pretext for invasion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Vaccine makers have made big profits over the past couple of years.
Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine brought in nearly $7 billion in the final quarter of 2021, and the drug maker says it signed purchase agreements for another $19 billion in sales this year. The vaccine maker's COVID-19 shots, which are now available in more than 70 countries, totaled $17.7 billion in sales last year, the first full year on the market. Taking advantage of coronavirus, Moderna earned $12.2 billion compared to a net loss of $747 million the year previous. On top of those numbers for 2022, analysts forecast a $21.5 billion profit for Moderna. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
This year, Social Security's full retirement age reached its maximum, 67 years old for those born in or after 1960. The Social Security amendments of 1983 made a provision for the full retirement age to increase gradually from 65 to 67 over a 22-year period beginning in the year 2000. People can still begin collecting the benefits at 62, but with penalties relative to their distance from the full retirement age. According to a report, a 62-year-old recipient's benefits will be reduced by 30% per month. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.